Now this is the kind of reputation Malaysians should to be known for. With the recent announcement of Malaysia curing 22 of its 23 COVID-19 patients and the remaining patient left recovering in a stable condition, our country has impressed countries worldwide with how effectively authorities are handling the spread of the contagious viral outbreak. So much so that the daughter of an 83-year-old American patient who recovered from the novel coronavirus on Wednesday, the 26th of February, had high praise for the Sungai Buloh Hospital's medical staff who were designated to take care of her parents. "I want to thank you and the whole team of doctors, nurses and staff who took care of my parents. You all are truly wonderful, kind and talented people. My whole family wants to express our deepest gratitude. Best wishes. Thanks so much for everything," said the undisclosed daughter in a message sent to Dr. Benedict Sim, an infectious diseases consultant. According to the Star, Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, who posted the message on Facebook last Thursday, said that the 83-year-old U.S. citizen tested positive twice for the novel coronavirus on the 15th of February, but after being treated with lopinavir/ritonavir, she made a miraculous recovery and was discharged after testing negative in two separate occasions. Her husband was also admitted to the hospital for severe pneumonia, but later reports revealed that this wasn't COVID-19. The medical practitioner went on to say that both were discharged today, and I would like to congratulate Suresh Kumar, Dr. Benedict and all our staff members in SG Buloh Hospital for the great care given to the couple. My heartfelt thank you all. The post has since garnered attention from proud Malaysian netizens who congratulated KKM for their exceptional work. Kudos to these real-life heroes for making us proud to be Malaysian. Also read, Corona Beer's image falls victim to COVID-19 as people are associating it with coronavirus. Source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook. You have reached the end of this story.